Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, hello, my friends. You know, I was stepping out of the shower this morning and I had a memory come flooding back to me. I hollered to my son Seth in the next room and asked him if he knew what a bear claw bathtub was. He said no, so I told him to get on the computer and look one up. He was slightly intrigued and thought they were just a little old-fashioned, which they are. I remember the bear claw bathtub my grandparents had in their bathroom. It was inside their duplex apartment on Hartford Street in downtown St. Louis. The building was built around the turn of the last century, somewhere between 1900 and 1904, I believe. And the reason I think so is because in the late 70s, Grandpa decided to tear out the old cabinets in the kitchen. They were original, and he wanted to update the look of the kitchen. As he was tearing away at the old cabinets, he noticed two slips of paper on the floor that the cabinets had been built around. Intrigued, he picked them up. They were two unused tickets to the 1904 World's Fair, the same fair where legend says that ice cream cones were introduced. It's also where Dr. Pepper and puffed wheat cereal was first introduced on a large scale. It's where the St. Louis Zoo was born, and it's also where St. Louis's finest park, Forest Park, was created for the visitors of the fair. It covered 1,371 acres, much bigger than New York's famous Central Park of only 843 acres. And people were at the World's Fair, too. A lot of notable people like Scott Joplin, Helen Keller, and J.T. Stinson. He's the one that said, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. He said that at a lecture during the fair. He was a well-regarded fruit specialist. And you know who else was there? Geronimo. It was an exciting event that brought a lot of people and a lot of history together. I guess that's kind of what I try to do here on the Jason Kirtman Show. Oh, it's not a World's Fair. It's not even a walk through a city park. It's just a little journey down a nostalgic path of what's good, wholesome, and fun. And you don't even have to tear Grandpa's kitchen cabinets down to get your tickets. You just have to tune in every now and then right here to the Jason Kirtman Show.
Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair. Don't know anywhere I would rather be. Let's go to the fair. We'll walk hand in hand through Tomorrowland, honey, you and me. I wanna see everything, do everything while we're viewing it all. I'll buy the peanuts and the popcorn. We'll have us a ball. Can spend my pay. Crush me in the crowd, I'll be in the clouds, honey, I don't care. Take me there by sleigh. Roller skate or bike, any way you like, but take me to the fair. I wanna see everything, I do everything while we're doing it all. I'll buy the peanuts and popcorn. We'll have us a ball. Can spend my pay. Crush me in the crowd, I'll be in the clouds, honey, I don't care. Take me there by sleigh. Roller skate or bike, any way you like, but take me to the fair. Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair.
Well, that was Elvis Presley with Take Me to the Fair. Here's the Beverly Hillbillies singing about Beverly Hills.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Now you wake up in the morning feeling like a grouch. They take you to a doctor, you lay down on his couch. You thrill him with stories till his face is red. He charges you $40, he should pay you instead.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They got eating places with highfalutin class. They cook a piece of duck and stick it under glass. You get so darn mad, you want to kill the cook. You're there to eat the victuals, not just sit there and look.
That's the way we're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
They'll go out in a pasture where the grass is slick. They lay down a ball and hit it with a stick. It don't make no sense, bless my soul. They spend all day trying to lose it in a hole.
If you get a little hog skin down your sink, you could get a plumber, that's what you think. You look in the yellow phone book for the numbers. There's a million psychiatrists, but only two plumbers.
Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but it wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Beauty parlors, the ladies have a plan. They want to look as pretty, as girly as they can. They'll go and buy a sweater and tight pants, and they walk out looking just like a man.
That's the way they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Say, Granny, how about cracking that jug and making a toast to Mr. Drysdale?
I will do, Jed, will do.
Mr. Drysdale, it's you I want to thank for keeping my $40 million in your bank. Your bank has got it safe and sound. Part for you, we'd have buried it in the ground.
That's where they're living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills. The people are strange, but I wouldn't exchange living any place but Beverly Hills.
Here's Little Richard with Keep a Knockin'. There was a farmer who grew excellent quality corn. Every year he won the award for the best grown corn. One year, a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned something interesting about how he grew it. The reporter discovered that the farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. How can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they are entering corn in the competition with yours every year? The reporter asked. Why, sir, said the farmer, didn't you know? The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my own corn. If I'm to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn as well. So it is with our own lives. Those who want to live meaningful and well must help enrich the lives of others. For the value of a life is measured by the lives it touches. And those who choose to be happy must help others find that same happiness. For the welfare of each other is bound up with the welfare of all. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
People need hope. People need loving. People need trust from a fellow man. People need love to make a good living. People need faith in a helping hand. Man has always wanted a woman by his side to keep him company.
I am indeed grateful to each and every one of you for taking a little bit of your time today to listen to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'm also so grateful to the stations who have agreed to carry the program and let me do that. What an honor, what a privilege it is to come into your homes every week through them to share a little love, share a little kindness, share some memories, and maybe even motivate you to go out, shake a hand, smile, and do something nice for somebody, right? And always don't forget to spend some time with the ones you love, especially those kids, making fantastic memories that'll last for generations to come. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I love the brunettes, the redhead and blonde-haired gals. Yeah, I done it since I don't know when. Used to go down the line and I love them all. Then I'd start all over again. Start all over again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been. Yeah, I missed a lot of loving in my lifetime, but never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. School, I guess I done pretty well. All the girls hung around me then, but I acted shy and I let them get away. But I'm never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been. Yeah, I missed a lot of loving in my life.
gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again. Been in a stomping up all over this town, trying to find the places you've been, 'cause I missed your hugging last go round. So I think I'll go around again. Yeah, let's go around again. I got the bull by the horns on the downhill drag. Things are better than they ever have been, 'cause I missed a lot of loving in my lifetime. But I'm never gonna do it again. I'm never gonna do it again.
Every week right here on the Jason Kirkman Show, I report several incidents that happen across the country regarding stupid criminals, and I am sad to report that it has finally happened. At least I'm finally reporting that it happened right here in my own backyard, right here in Alamogordo, New Mexico. An Otero County grand jury recently indicted an Alamogordo woman, Tanya Skoropad, age 43, on, get this, 180 felony counts relating to her filing other people's tax returns with the intent of stealing their tax refunds. She's been charged with 49 counts of tax fraud, 43 counts of forgery, 49 counts of computer access with intent to defraud or embezzle, 32 counts of identity theft, and 7 counts of embezzlement. Combined, all of these charges carry a maximum sentence of about 270 years in prison and a $900,000 fine. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money, honey, I've got the time.
Here's a great quote from Clint Eastwood. Sometimes if you want to see a change for the better, you have to take things into your own hands.
Take a look at your hands. See what they stand for. Do they stand for love? Do they stand for war? Take a look at your hands. They represent your mind. Does it do it best now? For mankind. Fellow man,
do its best now for mankind. Take a look at your hands.
Look at them.
See what they stand for. Do they stand for love? 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 Look at your hand. Look at your hand. Look at your
Well, folks, it's just about time for me to wrap it all up. I want to say thank you so much for listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. I know there's a lot of loyal listeners out there, and I really appreciate each and every last one of you. But it's just about time for me to head out here in a few minutes and enjoy the rest of my day. I certainly hope you do the same thing as well. Enjoy it. No matter what the weather's like outside, it's always beautiful when you believe it's beautiful. I hope you're planning a little getaway this year. If you are, consider visiting New Mexico. We're known as the Land of Enchantment, and I guarantee you, I believe with all my heart there's a reason for that. I have to tell you, almost every morning I enjoy a beautiful and graceful sunrise, and almost every night, a peaceful and colorful warm sunset. It is indeed no wonder to me that New Mexico is called the Land of Enchantment. And I'd like you to come out and visit us. We'd be happy to show you around. There is something here for everybody, and I personally guarantee it. And I'd like you to check out all we have to offer at these websites, alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. And if you haven't been to my website, I would like you to visit there, jasonkirkman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N. All of the previous sites I just mentioned are linked there. Check out the blog and send me an email as well. I'd love to know what station you heard the Jason Kirkman Show on. As you know, today's program is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Fuller Brush has been around since 1906. That's 110 years of providing products for the home and business. And you may not know it, but Hollywood has even made a couple of movies about Fuller Brush. You ought to check those out. Well, I'm going to remind you once again to make some memories with the ones you love this week, especially with those kids. I promise you, you won't regret it, and I promise you, they won't forget it. And do something nice for a stranger this week, too. That's the way to bring back the nickel soda pop. I promise you, keep the spring in your step and the corners of your mouth in an upright and locked position. I'm going to leave you with another great song right now from a great singer, the Sausage King himself. I'm talking about Jimmy Dean with These Hands. I'll see you next time on this wonderful station. God bless. I'm Jason Kirkman.
These hands ain't the hands of a gentleman. These hands are calloused and old.
These hands raised a family. These hands raised a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord. These hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never, never alone. So if these hands do their task, then what more can one ask? For these fingers have worked to the bone. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I
ain't got much gold.
Maybe things ain't been all that I planned, but Lord above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands. Yes, I'm tired and I'm old, and I
ain't got much gold.
Maybe things ain't been all that I planned, but God above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hearts. Working hands, take a look at these hard working hands.